Good morning. Recently, I've been doing a number of interviews with the young people who were at Woodstock, the music festival. And there was so much talk of peace and happiness. And one young man, Mr. Gandolfo, I interviewed, had this to say about happiness.
Happiness to me means harmony. Anything that's opposed to discord, anything that feels good and that flows, And we know it. I don't think it can be intellectualized, but just the feeling inside your stomach when you do something, if it feels good. And you don't just think a good thought, but you feel a good thought. Perhaps you get little rushes up and down your central nervous system that goes into your head and then into your arms and then into your legs. That type of happiness, you know. Just experience feeling happiness, not actually thinking you're happy. I think when sometimes someone stops and says, well, you know, I think I'm really happy. I don't know if they're really happy. When you're happy, you're not thinking you're happy. You're feeling you're happy. I think that's perhaps...
What someone makes you happy?
That involves a whole philosophy of just the way as opposed to the non-way. I hate to set up good-bad because the words good-bad I think are dead, but... Just anything that's good without the connotation of a value judgment of good. I just think inside all of us know what feels good and what's good. And anything that flows along and that's good, that's pure, perhaps. You know, when the motives are pure, when you're doing something, I think that makes you feel good and that makes you happy. When you're sharing, I could like say it another way, when it's a non-egotistical motivation that you're doing something, that's when you feel good, you know? When perhaps it isn't a personal thing that you're doing, when it's more or less just a reflection, perhaps, or something like that.
I find many people are interested in what I would call the pursuit of happiness rather than the happiness of pursuit. Does that give you any thoughts? You see, because you use the word when you're doing something.
Uh-huh. Well, relating back to when I said not being aware that you're happy when you're doing it, you know? Like perhaps having a goal out there, but not missing what you're doing now to get to the goal, feeling totally what you're doing now, omitting the goal, because the goal is just one of your aims and aspirations that motivate you towards what you're doing. But it doesn't block out what you're experiencing now. I think, like, when someone isn't happy, they have a goal, and they're trying to reach that goal, and they're only concentrating on that point that doesn't even exist yet, and they're missing what's happening now. If anyone could just sit for a second and feel what's happening now in the universe, totally, they'd experience the so-called, quote, words, nirvana, satori. If they could experience everything that's happening right now, and then think about what they just experienced or remember, that would be happiness. That would be, you know, love. Love is happiness. Love, that's it.
Well, that was Mr. Gandolfo, a young man who was at the Woodstock Festival and who was talking to us about peace, happiness, and love. See you soon.